This chazar is a chinuch b'chach b'shalag m'vem Yehuda m'sechet k'stub b'staf yotes. Zoktamar, we mentioned Rav Huna name Rav said that if one agrees to having written a document, we don't need witnesses to authenticate it. Rav Nachman said to him, why don't you attribute the halacha to Rav Meir? Rav Huna asked Rav Nachman what his own view was, and he responded that he held that the document must still be authenticated. Rav Huna name Rav said, if a person admits to having written a document to borrow money but says that the loan never took place and that the document was given to the prospective lender in trust that he would not collect with it, he's not believed. What is the case referred to? If it's that the borrower is not believed, it's obvious. If it's that the lender is not believed, why wouldn't he be believed? If it's to say that it never happened. If it's that the witnesses on the document are not believed, if they come and say that, and their signatures are not independently authenticated, then why are they not believed? So Rava said the case refers to the borrower, and the reason he's not believed is based on the statement of Rav Huna in the name of Rav, like we explained before. Abaye has a different test. Abaye says the case refers to the lender, and he says it's not a real star. And the reason he's not believed is because it's a case where he himself has creditors who stand to take the money from him if he's able to collect on the document. He's not believed to pass the document because his admission is actually chav lachem, is detrimental to these creditors who are standing to take the money from him. The third teretz, Rav Ashi said, the case refers to the witnesses whose signatures are not authenticated elsewhere. The reason they're not believed is based on a statement of Kahana, which says, based on a pasuk, that it's also for a person to keep a shtar amona, which is a document written and given over in trust without the loan having taken place. So if Kahana says, based on a pasuk, it's also for a person to keep the shtar amona around. And Rav Sheshet Bar Yehuda of Edi said that the witnesses could not testify to something that would mean that the person did something that was also, keeping such a document. That's why they're not believed. Rabbi Shimon Levi uses this passage of Kahana to teach that one may not keep a paid-up loan document in his possession. Once it was already paid, you can't hold that loan document in your possession. In Eretz Yisrael, they said in the name of Rav that the pasuk teaches that one may not keep a shtar amana or a paid-up document in his possession. Rav Ami used the pasuk to teach that one may not keep a sefer Torah that has mistakes in his house for more than 30 days. Rav Nachman said, Rav Nachman said, if witnesses said that the loan document that they signed was written as a shtar amona, or that the sale document they signed was signed by the seller under duress, they're not believed. My Rav Ashi said in the first case, they're not believed, but regarding the sale document, they are, because the sale document is allowed to be written, even if it was under duress, whereas a shtar amona may not. And therefore, by saying it was a shtar amona, they're saying that something happened which is not allowed to take place, and that's why they would not be believed regarding that. Rav Ashi of Nachman, what about if the witnesses say that the sale was done on a stipulation? Are they believed? This may be different than the above cases because he's not uprooting the document here, and therefore maybe they're believed. Or maybe it's essentially still uprooting the document because they're saying it was based on a stipulation that never took place, that was never fulfilled, and therefore they're basically saying that the document is not really what it purports to be because they're saying that the sale never took place. Rav Nachman said that he paskins that the witnesses are believed in that case. Dr. Marav Papa said, if one witness says that there was a stipulation and one says that there was not a stipulation, since they're both testifying that the document is valid, it is valid. Since only one says there was a stipulation, regarding that, he's not believed against the now valid document. Rav Huna, the son of Yeshua, asked, if this is true, then even when both witnesses say there was a stipulation, they shouldn't be believed against the document once they've already authenticated it. Because if you tell me that the authentication was done in a qualified manner subject to the stipulation, and that's why they're believed, we should say the same thing with one witness who comes and says there was a stipulation. The Gemara says that the halacha follows Rav Huna, the son of Rabbi Yeshua. Zoktamar Brisa says, if two witnesses sign in a document and then they died, and two other witnesses say that these signatures are authentic, but that the signed witnesses were forced to sign, or they were katanim, or they were otherwise puzzle, the second two witnesses are believed. However, if other witnesses also authenticate these signatures of the dead Edim, or if they are authenticated based on other documents in Bezdin, they're not believed. In this last case, we would allow collection of the document. At the very least, we have two witnesses against two witnesses, and collection should be disallowed. Rav Sheisha said, contradicting a witness is like hasmona of a witness, and it has to be done in front of the witnesses. Therefore, the second set of witnesses cannot contradict the signed witnesses. Rav Nachman asked, how can it be that if they were here, their testimony would be contradicted, but now that they're not here, we don't believe it? Rather, Rav Nachman said, it must be that we say the witnesses end up being two against two, and the money therefore stays in the possession of the one who is now holding the money. Rabbi Avohu passing that hasmona can only be done in front of witnesses, but contradiction may even be done not in their presence. Dr. Bavo, and also a hasmona done not in their presence is actually treated as a contradiction to them. It won't have the Torah as hasmona, but it will have the Torah as contradiction, and therefore the testimony that is contradicted will no longer be fully believed.